So let's review. The Mishnah proceeds with several cases of Shvuos HaEdus in which the Edim are pata from being a carbon. Zok the Mishnah. Mashbiani aleichem im loy tevoyu biti aduni, sha'ama ish plain elitni messiah mezuz, v'loy nasin hari elu paturim. If the Teveya adjured the Edim to testify that so-and-so promised to give me 200 zuz, and he did not fulfill his promise, the Edim are not liable for a carbon because she'en chayavin el al tfias mom and kipikadin. They're only liable for edus of a monetary claim which could be extracted if they would testify. Well, in this case, as Rashi explains, the money could not be extracted even if they would testify because he can retract his promise of this gift. If the Teveya adjure the Edim to testify in the future, whenever they know of an edus for him, the Edim are not liable, and they should cut meshvu le'edus. The shvu came before the edus, and the pasuk states, "Uvishama kol olav hu ed ayra ayada." The words of hu ed are past tense and imply shekadma edus l'shvua. They already knew the edus at the time of the shvu. Amad bebeis haknesses v'amad mashbiani aleichem shematim yodin li'edus shetevayu v'teiduni. Harei lebeturin. If the person stood in shul and proclaimed, "Whoever knows an edus from me should come and testify," the edim are not liable even if they were standing next to the teveya, because the words of Hu Eid imply that the Teveya must specify the Edim for whom he made the Shvuah, while here, Harei lo yichid Edov, he did not specify which Edim. The Raisa adds, however, Amar kala oimdim kan, Harei el chayavin. If the Teveya proclaimed that the Shvuah is for all those who are standing here, the Edim are liable because of Harei yichid Edov, he did specify the Edim, the ones who are standing nearby. Am l'shnayim mashbiani aleichem ish pleini upleini, shematim yoidin li edus shetevayu v'tiyaduni, shvuah she'eno nuyoidin l'cha edus. If the Teveya placed a shvuah upon two people whose edus was disqualified, such as v'hem yoidin l'edus edmi pi ed, or shayi echem and karvay pasal, harayel and baturin, they knew the edus only secondhand, or they were relatives or otherwise disqualified to testify, they're not liable because the pasuk states, im lo yagid v'nos avoynei b'ru'uyin l'hagodah kosam adaber. Only those who are eligible to testify are liable. Sholach biyad avdoi, or she'omalen ha'nitfa, mashbi'ani aleichem, shim'atim yoyin lo yedu, she'tevoyi b'tiyidu, hare'elu b'turin, at she'ishmu mipi'a teveya. If the Teveya sent his servant to adjure the Edom, or the Nitva adjured the Edom to testify against him, the Edom are not liable because they did not hear the Shvu directly from the Teveya, and the Pasuk states, im lo yagid. The word loy is written with both the letter Aleph and Vav, and becomes two words, loy and loy, which teach, im loy loy yagid v'nasa avoynei, v'im la'achar lo yagid pater. The Edom are liable only if made the kafir to the Teveya, but if they are not liable if they made the kafir to someone else. Zok the Mishnah, Mashbiani aleichem, Mitzavani aleichem, Oisarchem ani, Hareilu chayavin. The Gemara offers two explanations for the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hachi kamar, Mashbiani aleichem mishvuah hamur b'tayra, Mitzavani aleichem mitzavah hamur b'tayra, Oisarchem ani b'isra hamur b'tayra. The Edom are liable only if the shvuah is made with a word that is mentioned in the Torah, such as mitzvah, shvuah, or isra. Abai disagrees and says, Hachi kamar, Mashbiani aleichem mishvuah, Mitzavani aleichem b'shvua, Oisarchem ani b'shvua, Kavalchem ani b'shvua. The Edom are liable even if the shvua is made with a word that is not mentioned in the Torah, such as Kavalchem, as long as the shvua is made with Hashem's name. As the Mishnah elaborates, B'shamayim v'ba'aretz hari elu b'turim. If the shvua is made with the words B'shamayim, the heavens, and Ba'aretz, the earth, the Edom are not liable because the shvua is not made with Hashem's name. However, Ba'alav dalis, B'yudkei, B'shakai, B'tzvokais, B'chanun, V'rachum, B'erchapayim, V'rav chesed, V'chola kinuin, harei l'chayavin. If the shvuah is made with the divine name or even with the lesser names, the Edom are liable. The Gemara asks, L'member the Chan V'rachum Shemes Ninu? The Mishnah implies that the words Chan V'rachum are considered Hashem's name, while the following brisa implies that Chan V'rachum are not Hashem's name, as the brisa states, Yesh Shemes She'enim Chaken, V'yesh Shemes She'enim Chaken. The words that are Shevachim, attributes of Hashem, may be erased, but the words that are names of Hashem may not be erased. And the brisa rules, Chan V'rachum are Eilim Nimchaken. The names Chan V'rachum may be erased, apparently these are attributes, not kinuyin. Abai explains the Edom are liable for Chan V'rachum, even though they're not considered kinuyin, regarding Mechikas Hashem, because Kivin the Lekem Midi Achrin and the Iker Rachum Chanun, Vade B'mishuhu Chanun, Vade B'mishuhu Rachum Kama. Chan V'rachum refer only to Hashem, who is merciful, because there is nothing else called this way. However, regarding B'Shemayim V'aretz Areil B'turin, the Edom are not liable for Shemayim V'aretz, because Kivin Dikar Shemayim V'aretz, B'Shemayim V'aretz Kama. Shemayim V'aretz might refer also to the actual heavens and earth that are also called this way. The Gemara now elaborates on Shemesh and Nimchakim, and Shemesh and Nimchakim. and proceeds with the following braisa. Tanabon, kasav aleph lamed me'elikim, yud kei me'havaya, hareza ein nimchak. If one wrote only the first two letters of the names Havaya and Elikim, these letters may not be erased, because as Rashi explains, Shari Beis Isis Halol Shem La'atzmai. These two letters alone are considered shemus. However, Shin Dalas, Mishakai, Aleph Dalas, Me'adnus, Tzadi Veiz, Mitzvokes, Hareza Nimchak. If one wrote the first two letters of other shemus, these letters may be erased, because these letters alone are not considered shemus. Rabbi Yisi disagrees and says, Tzavokes, Kule Nimchak. One may erase the entire word Tzavokes because this word refers to the Yidden, as the Pasuk states, V'yitzeisi es Tzavoyisayis Ami B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Amar Shmuel in Alacha Rabbi Yisi. The Gemara proceeds with a second braisa regarding Mechikas Hashem. Kol HaTofel Hashem, Bein Milfanov Bein Milachrav, Haretz Nimchak. The additional letters that come before and after the Shem may be erased, such as Lefanov Ketzad, LaHashem, Laman Nimchak, BaHashem, Beiz Nimchak, VaHashem, Vav Nimchak. And la'achrav ketzad, elikeinu nun vav nimchak, elikeihem heim nimchak, elikeichem chaf and mem nimchak. Acherim disagree and say la'achrav einu nimchak shekfar kidshei Hashem. The letters that come after the shem may not be erased because they receive kedusha from the preceding shem. Amrav Huna halacha ka'acher. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding the shemos mentioned in Torah, Nevi'im u'Ksuvim, whether they are kodesh, referring to Hashem, or chayil, referring to others. As part of this discussion, the Gemara mentions Gedoylach Nosis Orchim Yosim HaKabbalas Pnei Shechina. The mitzvah of hosting guests is greater than to welcome the Shechina. This is derived from the pasuk by Yemer Hashem Emno Matzasi Chin Beinecha. Avram Avinu said to Hashem to wait while he attends to the three malachim.